I love when that happens.
Fill your glass, folks. It's Wine Wednesday.
It's impressive with that arm.
Ow!
Look at what that arm can do.
Yeah, we can bend it. We can move it. That's right, folks. It's Wine Wednesday, and you are listening to The Vero Insider with your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia, and co-host, partner in crime, Kitty Wagner, who always brings us delicious wines.
Deliciousness in the house.
I love that. I love that. In fact, she brought us two of something, two whites, and gosh, you know, with the weather holding out the way it is, all warm and toasty, these are a good way to go.
It is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It is warm and toasty, kind of muggy this weekend.
Yeah, well,
all that rain.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Because we held strong at Celebrate the Arts.
Yeah, that was a fun event.
That was
really
good.
Fun event. First time it ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mark did a great job with all the stuff on the stage. I mean,
it was terrific.
The dancers and the kids and the steel drum band and those guys with the swords. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
it was awesome.
Consistently moving, and there was
and
flips.
The dancing horses. That was cool.
I missed that part.
Oh well.
Well, I guess I need to get out from under the table.
Yeah, exactly.
One was seeking shelter for a short time there. It was awfully rainy for a hot
bit.
Second.
Yeah, a little rainy. Wasn't too bad, though.
Yeah, well, a little Moscato would have made it better because
that's
what we're featuring today.
Happy, happy stuff.
What kind of Moscato is this one, Miss Kitty Kitty?
It is obviously from Italy. It's a
Marco Negri.
Marco Negri. It has a gorgeous portrait of somebody's ancestor on the bottle.
With
beautiful
just
woman.
A yellow scarf.
With only a yellow scarf on.
Like, there are no other clothes necessary when you own a yellow scarf like this.
Yes, and you're probably that wealthy, but yeah, it's a beautiful bottle of Moscato. It's real bubbly, and it's got that peach apricot.
Great effervescence,
yeah. Not too sweet, just really nice bottle of wine. I just got it in at the wine bar, and so you can come in and have a glass of it and tell me what you think.
I'd like a glass of Negri, please.
Exactly.
Is this available by the glass, then?
Yes,
is that
it
what
is.
We're getting
mm-hmm.
at?
Absolutely.
Oh, delightful.
Yep.
That's the way we like it, especially when you're trying something new. It's always fun to... And, you know, at Blue Star, you can always get a little taste of something if it's a new varietal.
We love sampling people out.
I love that option.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Like, well.
Because sometimes you're like, I want a Sauvignon Blanc, and then you taste a couple and you think, no, actually, maybe I just want a big Chardonnay.
True. And, you know, not all wine, not all varietals are created the same, depending on where they're grown. And that's what we help you explore through our great use of adjectives every week here. that's exactly what we're tasting it for you.
We are doing the legwork. You're
this
welcome.
This is research and development. Now, sitting behind Kitty in a coordinating ensemble is Mr. Sandy Hunter. And he is a local entrepreneur and restaurateur, just like our girl Kitty. But you have a new venture that's on Doctor's Row, and you cater to the breakfast and lunch crowd there, right?
I do. We open at 7:30 every morning, and until 2:30, we do deliveries all around the hospital area.
Oh, that's genius. That's convenient.
Because you're on 37th
Street. 37th Street.
Right at that first building when you turn off Indian River Drive on the left-hand side, the Cartel building.
Cartel right. Medical Center.
Yep, and it's a Hideaway Cafe, which if anyone's been there before, it's now under new ownership because Sandy bought it this summer. And he's done all kinds of cool things with the menu.
Yeah, so let's talk about the menu because obviously Kitty and I are foodies. And
I'm interested
because you have clever names and homemade soups, which of course we described before we went live that I'm a sucker for good soup. So tell me more, Sandy.
We make our soups fresh, like daily if possible.
Sure, sure.
Or it could be twice a week depending on how... The business is, I mean, September being the slowest month of the restaurant business.
And you just opened.
And I just opened on August the 28th, so I'm still new and figuring out.
How many soups does one have to choose from on a daily basis?
Right now we have one.
Okay.
We'll increase
you
that.
You will have this soup and like it. And I will. You don't have to tell me twice. I will do it, sir. I will do it, Sandy.
And we run out.
Exactly.
I mean, we do.
I bet you do. Soup is so comforting and so easy.
It's like
throwing on a dress. I love wearing a dress, right? Because it's one piece. I don't have to think about it.
Yep.
I love soup. You don't have to think about it.
Shoes. That's it.
But it should be optional.
It's tough being as warm as it is still out. You know,
it can be.
So we were.
But gosh,
sure
these
how...
doctor's offices, they're frigid in there, for the record. I need to bring
a
letter.
We do a half a sandwich and a cup of soup for like $6.
Oh, that's a good price.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
Now, did you name your sandwiches clever names?
They do. We have some turkey sandwich, like a Rockin' Rachel is.
Oh, that's clever.
It's almost like a turkey Reuben.
Uh-huh.
I have a big red.
Ooh.
What is that?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
She's that naughty.
That's just hilarious.
We have a grilled toasty, which is just avocado, onions, and vegetables, just sautéed, served on your choice of...
Oh, that sounds yum.
Yeah, that one caught my eye on the menu. I
like, love avocado. Mm. Everything's better with avocado.
Oh, yeah.
I made a delicious salad for my family for my son's birthday, and I get the bowl back from my mother, which, of course, you know, here you get... raised your whole life, like, eat your greens. And everything was consumed in her bowl of salad except the avocado. I'm like, what is the matter with
you? Are you kidding me?
What kind of Latin are
you? That's the first thing I pick
out. Eat your avocado.
Eat it. Eat it.
What are you doing? Everything's better with avocado.
We ate them, just cut it in half and put some Italian salad dressing in it when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
So yum. It's perfect. Okay, so that's the big toasty. That sounds super yummy.
The big toasty.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's doing breakfast over there, too.
Yeah.
He's got all kinds of omelets and eggs and egg white omelets and stuff, but
you know, and the Doctor's Row is very health conscious in a lot of ways, so it's good that you're offering those.
They are, and the previous owners never had, they got rid of the fryer.
Oh.
And the biggest complaint that I had when I was remodeling and painting was, are you bringing the French fries back? So,
well, who doesn't want to nosh on a few French fries? I mean, I'll go healthy the rest of the way.
No, I want a big bucket of them.
Right. Like, let's not lie to each other. And I'll
sometimes
share.
I just have French fries and skip the burger.
I know, me too. I'm a sucker for them.
But you can also substitute fresh fruit for the French fries if you'd like. So we cut fresh fruit every day.
Cafe. Oh, do you? What's looking good right now, fresh fruit seasonally?
We have cantaloupe, honeydew melon, strawberries, blueberries.
Mmm.
Pineapple.
And it comes as the assortment. It's a medley.
We cut
or
it.
You can do solo.
We make it ourselves. So
okay.
We can, if you just want melon, we'll just give you melon.
That's the kind of attitude that we're
that's
after.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes people make it a big inconvenience if you don't want certain things. You know, like there are people, as I've been doing a lot of presentations for White Glove, who is the sponsor of the show, White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, offering free estimates, moving people locally.
Whoop, whoop.
And long distance. Ow, ow.
That was not a plug.
Not a
plug
at all.
People who are listening, that was not a plug.
Just use them.
The plug is coming later. That was just an appetizer.
That's subtle. is that, there's people like, wildly allergic to like pineapple, for example. I didn't know. So it's like so important for me to like when I'm bringing these fresh fruits to the presentation, because people are health conscious, that I have you know, those some things are allocated a little bit separately, or that I make them completely aware of the fact that there's pineapple in it.
Yeah,
because people have these allergies.
We have one nurse that orders every day, and she's allergic to eggs, so she can't have mayonnaise or anything. So no coleslaw.
Mm.
That's sad.
That is sad.
Yeah.
But Sandy is willing to accommodate, and that makes all the difference in the world, sir.
Well, and he also delivers, so like
the
people who work over there on the hospital strip
can't always sneak out.
Well, they get a half an hour for lunch, so what they do is they call their order in, they put it together, and then he sends it out with his driver and brings it right to the office, and you've been really, really successful with that.
Yeah, we've been doing very well with the delivery business.
Well, and the thing is then they can take the time to appreciate the meal and not just scarf it down because they had to wait 10 minutes to drive up the road and stop at the light and all of that.
Sure.
You know.
And then if they like us on Facebook, they'll receive our specials on a daily or weekly basis, however they come out.
Way to make it convenient.
Yeah.
So what did you eat today?
I had some of our homemade black bean soup.
Ooh.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Is there any sort of sausage in that?
No.
Okay. It's all right. I won't hold against you. Just there. Just curious.
Just the beans.
That's perfect. Mm. Good flavor. Slow cooked. Mm.
Very good for you.
You're talking to somebody of Latin heritage.
That loves black
beans. She has
beans.
Fantasies about beans.
There's nothing I wouldn't do for a good set of beans. Just saying, kids. For the record. All right. So let's talk about some live music, because that always helps when one has just finish a delicious lunch, and they're headed out for the night, and they're going to Blue Star Wine Bar for live music.
Yeah, we've got a really good weekend lineup. MJ Wicker's playing Tuesday. Well, no, this is Wednesday.
Yeah, so he played yesterday, which, by the way, he performed at the Realtors installation luncheon.
Yeah, he's really good.
He did a great job. Gosh, he's so cool.
He's really good. Mm-hmm. He hasn't played in a while, but he's going to get back on rotation. And then tonight I have Dickie Fredericks.
Love them.
Yep. He just rocks the house. But then drum roll, please. On Thursday, we have the return of Ed Chanafee, my world famous jazz piano player that everybody goes bonkers
for. Addicted for.
He is finally off of vacation. We've all been waiting patiently.
He went away, right?
The piano has been tuned. We're very excited about this.
He goes away during the summer, right?
Yeah, he did a little bit of traveling this summer. Goes and sees his kids and hangs out.
Right. So, I mean, it wasn't like he was even kind of available.
And he's so great. And the whole family's back. Ed Jr. is back from, he was up north teaching tennis at a club all summer. His son, who comes and plays drums. And I heard that Kate's around, his daughter, who will come and sing.
Yeah, she has a great voice.
She has a beautiful voice. Yeah. So I'm really excited. So Thursdays will be.
Chanafee Cran.
Really, yeah, exactly. I keep telling him he needs a name for his band.
Right.
I said, call it the Ed Show. It'll be awesome.
Let's do this.
And then what's really cool is Friday night also, I have Fish and Chips, which is the short version of St. John's Wood, my Beatles band that plays on the rooftop. Yeah, it's just a 3-piece instead of the 6-piece, but they're phenomenal, and they're doing something completely different this Friday. They're doing all the same, you know, they've got some new songs, but it's still heavy on the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, all of that good stuff.
For sure.
But they're unplugged. They're going to go acoustic, and Steven's going to play a lot of the stuff instead of on guitar. He's going to play it on the piano.
No.
So it's going to be really cool.
Wow.
It's going to be one of those nights where I think I'm just going to leave the electricity off and light the whole place up with tea lights. I think it'll be super, super cool.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think it's really going to be neat. And then Saturday, I have Mike Marshall. And, you know, he's always playing all that really fun stuff, the Dylan and stuff like that. So it's going to be kind of a really neat, chill, but really cool weekend.
That sounds actually really exceptional and like just the kind of pace.
I know. I'm almost to the point where I'm a little tired of raging full on. I just want to go and chill.
It sounds like a really nice
And the
pace.
Nights have been so beautiful with the stars I think it's going to be a great weekend.
Well, then, see, folks, you can sip on a little Moscato when we're taking some downtime at Blue Star.
There you go.
Listening to some live music. You know
come
what I'm
over
saying?
To Blue Star and relax after the air show and come over and listen to my bands and have a good time.
That sounds perfect. Listen, we have so much more in store for where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County, so don't go anywhere.
Step out of your laundry room and into Sunshine Laundry Centers, where you can have your clothes washed, folded, and ironed for you for a fraction of the cost of dry cleaning. Simply drop at one of their attended locations, like Miracle Mile in Vero, then pick up your fresh clothes, crisply ironed and on hangers. No harsh dry cleaning agents. Washing is better for the planet and you. Always look your best thanks to your personal laundress, Sunshine Laundry Centers, a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Fish Shack gives you all-you-can-eat fish fry every day after 4 p.m., plus 59-cent oysters and 79-cent dirty oysters, and $3 shakaritas through the month of June. 59-cent oysters, 79-cent dirty oysters, and $3 shakaritas. Fish Shack, your place for the best-tasting seafood. Try the lobster mac. That'll keep you coming back. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. till close. Fish Shack, 1931 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach. Don't forget, all-you-can-eat tacos on Thursday night.
With hurricane season fast approaching, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance. Proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ulf's Auto Repair is a reliable auto repair shop providing top-quality car care solutions. Ulf knows his customers and their cars, and he gets it right the first time. Your oil should be changed every 3,000 miles and flush your transmission fluid every 50,000 miles. Let Ulf take care of you and your car. He's the best. Ulf's Auto Repair, 435 Southwest Old Dixie Highway, Vero. Ulf's is part of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome. 562-8383.
Oh, it's Wine Wednesday, and you're listening to the Vero Insider. So smart you are.
You're
I'm
so
Anna
smart.
Valencia, your hostess with the mostest, sitting beside Kitty Wagner. We were just talking about Dickie Fredericks coming to your place to perform some live music tonight for all those people wondering where to go.
Yeah, he's really good. He's great. He's such a great musician. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's played with some serious guys.
Yeah, he's super talented.
Yeah, he's very good. And Will, who comes in and plays with him. That super big, huge, tall guy that
yeah,
just...
Yeah, I noticed him.
It's so funny because Dickie's not a short guy, and then Will gets next to him, and you're like, oh my God, it's like Chewbacca and Han Solo.
In hilarious. A loving way is how that was referred to, darling. In a very loving way.
Loving way.
And we're sitting beside Sandy Hunter, who just opened up the Hideaway Cafe right off of 37th Street on Doctors Row, offering breakfast and lunch with delivery options for all of us in the general vicinity. How sweet is that? Do you deliver to 45th Street and
free
say
delivery?
White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. Do you deliver there?
I will.
Awesome. I love knowing people.
Yeah, that's not really very far from where you're at, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
We deliver even down to Miracle Mile, so.
Okay, so then I am within the opposite proximity.
Tula's, is that the name of the
ladies'
shop?
Yeah, the boutique.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, but if they don't want delivery, you have both indoor and outdoor seating at your facility.
We have indoor seating and outdoor seating, a total of 28 seats.
That's my lucky number, for the record.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. 28, mm-hmm. That's my thing. Whoop, whoop.
And your outside seating is covered, too, which is really nice.
Oh, it's in the patio, so it's kind of a open courtyard area. So
I'm telling you, when you get into December through May of this past year, really, we got to do al fresco almost all the time. And if you don't have that option, you miss out on a crowd.
Yeah, because I just want to sit outside.
I know, especially when you're cooped up in an office all day. It's nice to be able to break away, get a little sunshine, get a little soup. Just saying.
Soup.
Homemade soup. Whoop.
And people
whoop.
Can also bring their animals if they want to dine outside.
What can't you offer, Sandy? That's amazing.
And he's also giving free massages. No, I'm just kidding.
He's like, really?
If you come over, he'll give you a free neck massage.
Oh, how lovely.
He has 6 massage therapists on call.
You know what? Who gives a great massage is over at Foxy Nails when you sit in their pedicure chair. That doesn't suck. That's a nice bonus.
That is such a nice little treat. You know, go get your piggies painted. Have some fun.
I know it. It's delightful.
Yeah.
In fact, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which my nails are Breast Cancer Awareness, thanks to Brianna.
They're pretty
Brianna.
In pink.
Thank you. They really are, aren't they? Brianna over there at Foxy Nails, they're offering 20% off your service for the month of October. Making
really?
Ladies feel all special.
Nice.
Gotta mention the Vero Insider, though, folks.
You don't have to get pink, though, do you?
You don't have to, but the coupons come in pink. So
oh, that's
kind of
cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
You know, she's just representing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you mention Vero Insider, you get 20% off. And we all know Foxy Nails is the only place to get a pedicure, manicure, but they also do eyebrows shaping, eyelash extensions, facials.
Well, they have that full-on spa in there, too.
They do.
They
it's
do
really
all kinds
nice.
Of cool stuff.
Private parties going into all of these, you know, fall weddings, which, of course, if someone wanted to rent out Blue Star Wine Bar, they could.
Oh, absolutely.
Have a nice rehearsal
That's funny
dinner.
That you said that. Somebody texted me on Saturday. And they're looking to do that exact same. They want to do a Christmas party on a Saturday in December, and they want to rent the whole place. I was like, sounds great.
That can happen.
It can.
Mm-hmm.
For a prize. No, just kidding.
Well, hello. You got to call Kitty. You got to ask. And then, you know, wheel and deal. And that's the way it happens. And it's just a great venue. And again, Blue Star offering indoor, outdoor. You know, people want those options.
Yeah, most definitely.
And the place really sparkles. You got all the candles going. It's so nice. It's so nice. Speaking of, there's an upcoming event October 18th out at the Vero Beach Outlets to kick off the Breast Cancer Strides. What is that called?
Making Strides Towards
right,
the Cure.
Making Strides. Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
So it's a big kickoff, and there should be upwards of 300 or so women in town at this convention. So Foxy Nails,
wow.
One of the sponsors for Vero Insider, is offering up that extension for the
That's cool. And then on October 19th, which is Saturday, we have the second annual Safe Space fundraiser at Blue Star.
Awesome.
Because that's our rooftop. We did it last year. And the Beatles band at St. John's Wood, the whole band will be playing. They did really good with this fundraiser last year. All your favorite men will be there in red high heels. You were there last year, Daryl Lohr.
That's right. I made them work for their money.
All kinds of people.
Show little leg, boys.
I think John Walsh was there. I can't remember, but there were just...
It was wildly successful.
It really was a great, great, great night. And they raised a good chunk of money for the domestic violence shelter here in town, which was really fantastic.
That is so important. And we're in October. Whoa.
I know. It just happened.
You got Wiley Ween.
I got Wiley Ween Halloween night. I've got Wiley Nash playing for Wiley Ween. So better start thinking of your costumes.
Yeah. You can't disappoint, kids. Cannot disappoint. And let's see.
What are you going to dress up as? Any ideas?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to be a doctor.
Really?
Uh-huh. As professional as it gets.
That's awesome. Are you going to be giving free exams?
I've got a whole bag of tricks. Doctor's bag, what's inside? Who knows?
That's awesome.
Who knows? We want to give a little shout out to Tommy Danaher of Statewide Commercial Insurance.
Yep.
Tommy's here in spirit today. But I tell you what, this is the time of year as we're going into season. And before you get crazy busy, you want to make sure that you get a second set of eyes over your commercial insurance policy, whether you rent the business facility that you're in or if you own it. Because if something's not covered and in the height of season, something happens and you're not covered, you're not going to be happy. You're going to wish that the Vero Insider, you took my advice and got a free consultation with Tommy Danaher of Statewide Commercial Insurance. And of course, if you go to theveroinsider.com, you can live link to all of our sponsors, including Sandridge. We love
Bella.
Sandridge.
We love Bella.
Right now, this month, there's still two more sessions in the month of October for the fall Children's Junior League Tuesday afternoon practices. So you don't want your kids to get rusty. You want to teach them the basics. It's all about short game. In fact, when we did the putt-putt at the Celebrate the Arts this past weekend, White Glove Pac-Mail has a putt-putt game. And it was crazy to see all the kids and of course, some of the men that got up and did their putt-putt.
You had the cutest little, four-year-old boy, maybe?
The little pirate boy?
Yeah, the little kid. He was so cute.
But, you know, it's all about the short game. And, like, even the men that got up there, you know, they have years of golf experience under their belt.
Right.
They were getting so frustrated, and then they missed the hole, and it's so close! So, you know, hey, that's where you rack up all your... Sorry, boys. So Sandridge, I'm telling you, they have an app now. You can get your tee time right from your iPhone. How cool is that?
It's the greatest thing ever.
Shout out
and
to
you
Sandridge.
Know who
we
also saw at Celebrate the Arts was Charlie from the Youth Sailing Foundation.
Right. Shout out to them.
Yeah, because we love him. He's great. And he said they added a couple of new programs this year, so we'll have to get him back on and he can tell us.
Expand on that, because I know my little Charlie man's excited. In fact, we were at the marina this past weekend doing a little group lunch, which was lovely, and, you know, Charlie saw all the sailboats, so he's like, Mom, when am I building that boat? I'm like, gosh, this kid has a memory like an elephant. And then it looks like Mom's building a boat.
There you go. Well, actually, they do let them build their own boats,
they do.
Don't they?
Mm-hmm.
My physical therapist, both of her boys do that. Mm-hmm. So,
it's amazing.
Very cool.
Get some family bonding time. All right. So we always love giving away free wine, compliments the Blue Star Wine Bar, by the glass, assuming that you answer our trivia question correctly and you hit us up
on
Facebook.
We love trivia.
Exactly. We got to earn it, but we love giving it. And it's been a couple of weeks. We've actually haven't done it in a little while. So I bet you're all thirsty. And I'm wondering on a percentage scale, okay, that in restaurants, the wine sold, what is the percentage of wine sold that is red? See, that's a good question, right? Because I got two restaurateurs in the studio right now.
Right.
So what percentage of wine on your wine list in restaurants sold, and this is the overall average, is of red wine? Kind of. Ooh, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I have a good idea.
I know, right? So live music is happening all week long at Blue Star Wine Bar with Dickie Fredericks tonight.
Yep.
Lunch or breakfast, you're going to hit up Hideaway Cafe.
Monday through Friday. What time do you open, Sandy?
7:30.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I'm still in bed.
What time do you close?
2:30.
See, that's more important.
I have to get to the Blue Star Wine Bar.
Priorities. Exactly. Check us out at TheBureauInsider.com. Happy Wednesday.